يلا شيء نبغى نشوفه. اوكي Okay, we are continuing today in packet 15 in Yeshiva Vishena. Yachad. Okay, So the Gemara says, "Yibayi lehu Gemara on Shabbos Gimel Amud Aleph, page one. Yibayi lehu need the mountain. Kishon im bayla, he be bigdo vehu be bigdo. So could they sleep in the same bed together, wearing clothing? So." Let's see what's the idea? So the Gemara says, "Amar of Yosef Tashma, Oif Ola im Hakvina Ashulchan Veina Chal Divrei B'Shem Beish Shamai Beish Hillel Omrim Lo Ola V'Lo Nechal." So the thing is like this. Look at Rashi. Ikashino, she ain't derech lishon el bekir basa. So it's interesting that the concept of pajamas didn't really exist in those times. So the people were going to sleep without clothing on, and they would have a blanket or something. So. Normally, when a man would be going to sleep with his wife, so they would be basically without any clothing on and covered up, etc. So the fact that they're going to sleep when they're wearing clothing, that's like a heker sort of shino. And maybe that should be sufficient. That if a man and a woman, if she's an Ida, so maybe they could still sleep in the same bed because they're wearing clothing, which is not the way that you normally do. So that should be maybe good enough of a heker that she's an Ida and it wouldn't be a problem. So if I don't need a mashutishen in baila who he be bigdo who be bigdo. So what is the so the Gemara makes a comparison to Basa Becholov on the same table. If you have a hacker. So in the end of the day, and maybe you have two things here. There's a hacker, he's bebigdo, bebigdo, and there's deus, meaning the two people who have a mind for their own. So that each one will know that the other one is in, that she's an Ida. So you have two people. So even if one forgets, the other one will remind. So then you have two milas here of, giving a svar to be makel. So the bar says, so in the end of the day, it's going to be buying the Gemara. So what's the story? So let's take a look. Okay, 6 in the Rashba. He said, "I'm just a shabbos for a kama, plus an arrival, and give me a beta." Okay, well, that's 1 second. Yeah. We're taking a look on page 27 of the Shulchan Aruch, Chof Tzadi Hei, Rav. Lishan ima b'mita afil kolecha b'migdal. Ve'i novim zebezeh. So, So the Baruch Hu says that it is nifshuta, not what I said before. It is nifshuta. Yivai sham b'perek kama, the nifshuta l'chumra. I said incorrectly. It was nifshuta l'chumra that it's also. I'm reading from the Baruch Hu on page 27. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Hei Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch says l'chumra. That you can't sleep in the same bed with Ishto Nida, even if you're wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. And they're not touching each other either. And then the Ramah says, Rafil Yeshul Cholechad Matzah B'tnei Atzma, even if they have their own sheet or their own, like a placemat, so to speak. This is a placemat for the person. So they have a lot of Hekerim here. They're not touching, they're wearing clothing, and even if there's something underneath, it's not the same sheet. They're separate things, separate sheets. Feeling shofim shtei mitos or mitos novo zubzu usher. And even if they're in two different beds, that the Gemara doesn't say, but he's saying from, we'll see, the Mordechai, even if they're two different beds, and the beds are touching each other, that's us. So these are all the, so it's, so with all these studim, it's still us. In other words, even though they're wearing clothing, and so if they would be in the same bed, it's us. Even if they're in different beds, it's us if the beds are touching. And that's how we assume the halacha. That's why we tell people to get two separate beds, two separate bedboards, so you can move them apart when she's Anita and back together when she's not. That is the story. The bedroom. Right. If that was
the actual scheme of separation,
right.
But it's the same method.
1 second. So they can't be touching each other. And that's the Mordechai on page 14. Look on the left side. Aram Ramenu, Aram Kosov, the Tzorak Lizar, Nimish, Shte, Mitos, Ragle Achas, Nogos, Bachaverta, Noishko, Fubachas, Vishto, Nida Bachers. In low, Yesimu Hefsik Bim time. So that's the Okay, that is the so that's the halacha. That's why I always tell people to get two separate beds and two separate bedboards. They move them apart, which is to need them back together.
Do you start by this?
The Sfarim, that's an excellent question. The Sfarim, my impression is yes. Even though the Mechaber doesn't mention. Never of a body safer here. All the times I've discussed this with Rabbi Bari, he never told me Sfarim should be more makeup.
So the question is that when at what point does he get
it? Yeah. But the mice, you know, we should be master. Yeah, and the Beis Yosef quotes it on page 11. On the right side, because of the Mordechai, I didn't bracket it, but on the right side of page 11, because of the Mordechai Perkam and Shabbos, the Sefer Tosaf was Maneach. Custom shame Rashi also the Lish of Pisa Orach or Shisto Shev Salon. So, one second. This what Simon is it in Shukhanah? I mean, what Sif? What's this that I just read? Well, so this is really not the exact same halacha. Because this is saying, you know, the same chair or the same couch. But he says, because it's so much like a McDonald's, I know what So maybe he does. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he doesn't. Does it say it? You know, I was a little mistaken because it could have cost him a more kind of shape. So it's the Smanea. But the part that he's quoting from there is not. It's not that thing. So. Yeah. Oh, 1 second. But here, page 12 in the Beis Yosef, on page 12 in the top left. Chosav Mordechai. There come the Shabbos Haram. Chosav the Tzar Lizoy. Miesh Shtei Mitos Rag Lachas Nogos Bachaverta Shul Yishkav Hubachas Yishnav Deres Bacheres. You may seem have seen time. So here he quotes it.
It's quoting the Beis Yosef. He doesn't quote it in the Shulchan.
Right. That's
interesting.
Which is interesting. Right. From page 12. The top. Page 12 on the left top. Tosef HaMordechai, the fourth line. Tosef HaMordechai Perikam with the Shabbos. So the mice is quoted in the Beis Yosef. So why isn't it quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch is complex. What he quotes, what he doesn't quote. I don't know what to tell you. but let's see. What page is the Shulchan Aruch in? Sorry. What page? 22. Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't quote it, but still he quotes in the Beis Yosef. So he quoted in the Beis Yosef, why doesn't he bring it down in the Shulchan Aruch? Okay, but it is what it is. You know, it's a good question. Why he didn't?
He shot it, sorry.
Yeah. As a okay, but that's it. So somebody who says that you know the halacha is even a little bit doesn't have to. Necessarily be a shear. Some give a shear that it should be the amount that if she would stretch her arm out in the middle of the night, she wouldn't, you know. But so the body just says, then it's just that it's not touching. It is a safer. Called the Kav HaYosher. What? Yeah. It's like a Musar Hashkafa Sefer, but it has some halachic content as well. Page 20. No, no, Kav HaNaki. Someone had a dream that his feet were full of tzoah. But he put him rucham aboker. When he got up in the morning, he was like shivering. Because the dream doesn't sound too such a good dream. Ilo lechinam hayazeh achalom. Allah, ha'ishu siper lo harav harizal. See, he had the Arizal to go to. He had a dream. Just went to the Arizal. So, you know, what should I do? It's pretty good if you have the result. Ask about your dreams. So, went to the result. Told him the dream. That your bed is too close to your wife's bed. In other words, he says that your pillow was touching her bed. And that's why. So right away he fixed it. That's what Rami Strasberg said from Rav Miller, that the stenim, the covers shouldn't be touching each other. That's the mocker. So the Rizal made an extra comment that the dreams sometimes are a way of Hashem giving a person a message that he needs to be misakin something. But sometimes the Gemara says Divrei Chalomos lo malim lo maridim. But it's interesting, in the Taurus Yisrael, I told you about the Sefer in the past. This used to be the classic need the Sefer, Taurus Yisrael, that had the Chabad Vestos, in Hamitas Mufubar Bakosim Holeha Yashim Mitas and Mutter, nearly Dafka Baorach of Albaroka, Tarach Yuchab, Ramito Zemizer, Kokach, Shlo Yuchlu Liga Ish be Ishto, or the Hepak Malaylik Sheep, Sheyeshno Al Hamitas, Alide Hashadas Yidem, Kuslamita. So it should be far enough that when they sleep at night and they stretch out their hand, they won't touch. Okay. Okay, so there's another halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 27. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't touch, is the. Sometimes, no, what comes up sometimes, Shaila, recently someone called me about, is that sometimes the little kid will come into the parents' bedroom in the middle of the night and want to be between the, right? So if the beds aren't going to be touching each other, he's going to fall through, right? So that was the Shaila they asked. So, but still, you're not allowed to do it. So you have to. So one of the parents says to whichever bed the child is, they should move over a little bit and let him in the bed. You know, they wouldn't have to stay between the beds. Because if you stay between the beds, say you have a little bit, the kid could fall through. Oh, so then there's another halacha. Lo Yeshev, page 27. Lo Yeshev, b'mita hamiyuchedes la, afilu shalom b'fanecha. So a husband is not allowed to be in his wife's bed. Say, for example, she went to work. Okay, she's in need, she went to work, and now he wants to take a nap in the morning, in the afternoon. She's at work. I'm nowhere there. And for some reason, he wants to sleep in her bed. It sometimes comes up that there's a draft by his bed, he's closer to the window, or sometimes it's happened that the wife is away for Shabbos, and then somebody's going to stay with him, and he's going to, you know, all these things about stay. So you can't sleep in your wife's bed, even if she's not there, when she's in need. That's a very interesting halacha. Because you would think, usually, we have these ideas of shalom b'faneha is mutter, like we said. But here, it says, lo yeshev adam, lo yeshev b'mitam, yuchedes lo afilu shalom b'faneha. And look at the shach, Yishiv Bach Cholek, Dafka Lishkov Sham Velesh Lishon Sheposhet Begodav Udos. He says, no. So the Chiddush of here is also not only sleeping, but just sitting in the bed. Certainly sleeping. So the shach says, the Bach argues and says, no. It's only sleeping. Dafka lishkov sham lishon kishaposhet begodav udos. Meaning sleeping there without his clothing on. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't even sit there. So sit there is mashu, you're wearing your clothing, you're just sitting in your wife's bed. And the Shach quotes from the Bach that no, it's only sleeping, lishkov sham v'lishon, without his clothing. So even though his wife is not there, but to do that is going to create a tremendous attraction to his wife. And then when she ultimately comes back and she's still an Ida, that could cause, you know.
What if she's not going to come back? Most obvious case being she went out to pick them. But other obvious cases, still, you know, she's not going to come back.
Right, and they don't say this cool.
They don't say that even then.
Even then, because
say what's the problem? When she comes back, she'll
be Muteris.
And right now, she's not here.
She's not here.
She's not here. What's the?
Yeah.
Ora.
Chara should be Muter.
Yeah,
of course. It's a low plug, you know. Maybe she, but maybe she will come back. You know. Yeah.
I mean, if she's out at the mikveh now, maybe it's closed.
Yeah.
The back found it's closed.
Yeah, maybe she'll have a katita. Maybe okay. Closed. A bit of a stretch. But, okay.
Different anyone. Is that such a cooler?
I don't recall seeing a cooler, but you know, you could do your own. Mashmah, the symbol of the Shulchan Aruch is Yishu b'mita mifredes afilu shalom b'fanera. Finished. And that's it comes up, as I told you. Once in a while she's away, she went to work, and he dafka wants to say there was a problem with his bed. So you just go over to her bed. She's not around. But no, there's a... So the question is, where does this come from? Where is this halakha? That's not the din in the Gemara. So, where does it come from? This seems to be a very big chumrah. Yeah, so let us see. Where should we look first? The Beis Yosef. That's where we should look first. What page are you? It says 11. So let's see. Yeah. So they quote Tshuva of Haigon. So we should look in the Tshuva of Rav Haigon, right? So it's quoted in the Raavad, in the Bali Nefesh. The easy Tshuva of Rabbeinu Hai is to show also a Kala should have all of the Ilas Mitzvah. Tshuva of Hakim with Tfilah Kishar Nidus Aloch. As a woman, newly married, she had the B'ez Mitzvah, and so what's the status? So, have Heshiv Mehagat Dilan, in Baal V'Ros Adam, Afabish, Shiros Adam, Yigmor, V'Yoso Porish. So if the person is Baal Ishto Bila Rishona, this dam, so he can finish the Bia. And then he's Porish. Heges Atzmo Kol Shiva Kanida the Yasalo Hagis Sakushar Nidus Kadeshan Lo Yehe Hergo. And then she's a Nida. Shiva Shiva Nikim. Tvila Ki Gazava, Elish Ain Anu Matam Mishkov Shtachta Shazbila, Mishim Bilav Nida Vadehi, Ella Suffolk. But the one thing we're making on is we don't assume that our Mishkov Shtachteha is Tamei. So because she's only a Damsulum Dikanida. So basically what the Rav is saying is that normally when your wife is a Nida, can't be on Mishkov. And the Chiddush is that, but if she's not really, that's only from Dam Basulim, which is Din Derabanan, then you can. So the assumption that the Ravid is making is you see from here that there's normally is an issue to be on the mitzvah of Anisha when she's what? When she's a Nida, so that means that even though she's not here now, but this is the mita that a Nida slept in. So then you can't be there. A few with Shosha Eda Bimita Mishum Hergel. But Vidavka Nida Vadai, it's only if it's a real Nida. A Valkala, it's only Dam Vesulim. Mutter Lishan Alosa Mita Achasha Amda Meslo, Vafil Vosos Sodin Shadam Alof. Aval Pisha Inzim and Halacha, Rehe Dvorm Shadas Machras Ale. So even though it's not, what do you mean Einim and Halacha? Meaning it's not found in the Gemara, but it's Mestaber, that you shouldn't be in Habed. And that's the Chiddush of Rav Chaim Gaon's Tshuva. The Chiddush of Rav Chaim Gaon's Tshuva is that we're going to allow it by Dam Basulim. But since she's not a real full-fledged Nida, it's just the Chumra of Dam Basulim, then, so say she goes out, she's not around, and he wants to sleep in her bed, and she only was a Nida because of Dam Basulim, then that would be permissible. And that's the So that's it. So Rabbi Bai told me he thought very important cooler that he has on this. That he, because all those shadows I told you, say Taka is a draft on his bed. She's away anyway. So you know what he thought that the Iker cooler should be? It says if you change, take off her sheet. It's not the sheet that she slept in. Put a new sheet on, or you can put your sheet on hers, or a different sheet wasn't used. Then that's what. Because he has a lot of the sudden share. This is only on the thing that she actually slept in. There'll be a chiba because she was in that sheet. So sometimes well, we're going to change the bed and you want to sleep in her bed and this. So the simplest solution would be just change the sheet. Because it's only considered a mita So the sheet she slept on. And then, and once you bring it to the laundry, now it's a, you know, you don't say, oh, she slept on this, you know, no. Bring it to the laundry, it's like a new sheet. It's not going to have the sister all over it. So that's a good, Rav Abadi has it in the, is it Sefer Or Yitzchak? He thinks, remember we discussed it once, he thinks that he thought it was a Dover Pasha, that it's only what she's sleeping on.
Go the other direction down the chumra. If she put her sheet on the couch, it's not her bed, it's not her bed slot, then you wouldn't be able to sleep there until you.
I mean, if she would take her sheet to move it someplace else.
In the middle of the night, she couldn't sleep. She got up, she went to sleep on the couch. Her kids, she had to do whatever.
Right, no,
and
no,
then,
no.
Then the chumra would make that becomes her bed.
Yeah, I like
that. The bed where she was, it's no longer her sheet. That's not her bed anymore.
Okay, okay.
It's a pool of
yeah, I never thought of that from that perspective, but I hear what you're saying, and I like what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. So that, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my sheet is only usually, I mean, somebody told me once that he thought that even though the Bach says you're not wearing clothing, he thought if you're wearing pajamas, that's also considered like not wearing clothing for this purpose.
Because there's no sheet on?
Yeah, well, because, you know, that's already in the undressed mode,
so to speak. Does everyone say that?
I don't know if everyone says it. Yeah, that's... But the main thing he told me was this thing about the change the sheets. That's probably the safer rules, if I heard of it. Okay, now, Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, has a piece in his safer. Is there a supplement to this? Or no? I don't think so. No. That he has a whole different shot. He has a whole different shot in the this from Heigl, from Avad Yosef. So I'm surprised that I didn't put it somewhere. It's based on the Tshuva Harif. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, I guess I just direct the Tshuva Tzarif. Rabbi Yosef quotes the Tshuva Tzarif. So the Tshuva Tzarif says, "Elal nida sherotza al yemei nidusa b'vaim shuven." You know what? It's going to take too long to explain this in a proper way. So let's pick up with this Tshuva Tzarif on Wednesday. My sheet is not to. Well, I'm going to explain it to you properly. I'm not going to rush through it. And we don't have enough time for me to explain it to you properly. So we'll stop here and we'll explain it to you properly. Okay, Shkoya, everybody. You spoke well, Rabbi Borgen. Rabbi Borgen spoke at the.